We are going to move on, though. We're going to get into this other story here about the Religious Liberty Commission. And like I said, there's been this super chatter, friend of the show, who's been asking me to cover this, and finally we're going to get to it. And there's not a lot to say about it. I said the other night, I went off a little bit, that it's kind of like a fairly basic story, but it's worth talking about, I suppose. So earlier in Trump's second term, he appointed this Federal Religious Liberty Commission, and it's made up of religious leaders and conservatives, and I suppose the purpose of it is to enhance religious freedom in America. And it's sort of a throwaway. Is this really a real policymaking body? They're supposed to make suggestions. It's one of these things. It's really political. But they put together this commission. And the reason that it is in the news is because one of its members has been fired because she dared to criticize the government of Israel. It's a Catholic woman, a former model. Her name is Carrie Prejean. She was appointed to the commission as a Catholic to fight for religious liberty for Catholics. They recently held an event, and this event was about the subject of anti-Semitism. She raised the question, if I am against Zionism, does that make me an anti-Semite? Am I allowed to be against Zionism? And she was told effectively, no, you are not allowed to be against Israel. And then she was fired for asking the question. And this is the story. It says, quote, a member of the Federal Religious Liberty Commission has been ousted after a hearing this week that featured tense exchanges on the definition of anti-Semitism. The ousted member, Carrie Prejean Bowler, had defended prominent commentators Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson. The Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, the chair of the commission, said in a statement yesterday, no member of the commission has the right to hijack a hearing for their own personal and political agenda on any issue. This is clearly, without question, what happened Monday in our hearing on anti-Semitism in America. This was my decision. Prejean Bowler challenged Patrick's authority to remove her, saying only President Trump has the power. In a post on the social media site X, she said Patrick's actions reflect a Zionist political agenda. Prejean Bowler's removal came amid a wider, increasingly contentious debate over whether the right should be given a platform, or should give a platform, rather, to commentators espousing anti-Semitic views. It followed a hearing on Monday in Washington focused on anti-Semitism, featuring multiple witnesses, including firsthand accounts of students and others who said universities failed to protect Jewish students amid pro-Palestine protests. Prejean had sharp exchanges with witnesses during the hearing. Seth Dillon of the Babylon Bee was there to testify that conservatives need to push back against anti-Semitism. Prejean challenged him, questioning whether critics of Israel should be considered anti-Semitic. Dillon said no, but the context matters. She also questioned whether social media sites should be pressured to ban quotations of a Bible verse that attributes the death of Jesus to Jews. And she disputed Dillon's criticisms of Owens, saying that she had never heard her say anything anti-Semitic. So this is what happened, and it just goes to show, this is pretty amazing. You have a commission on religious freedom, and isn't that the subject of everything in this country? Do we have a First Amendment? Do we have freedom of speech? Do we have freedom of religion? You have a commission that is established on the basis, it's in the name, for religious freedom, and a Catholic woman, a Christian Catholic woman is on the commission, and she is fundamentally asking a question about her religious liberty as a Catholic. As Christians, we actually are set against rabbinical Judaism and Zionism as a political ideology. That is not something that we support. The entire basis of our religion is that Jesus Christ is the promised Messiah in the Old Testament, something the Jews don't believe. One of the reasons the Jews do not believe this is because Jesus arrived promising a heavenly kingdom, not an earthly kingdom. Well, what's the relevance? The Jews, in defiance of God, and having rejected their own Messiah, have established a country in Israel in preparation for what they think will be their worldly Messiah, who they think will bring them an earthly kingdom. Catholics cannot support this. By definition, our Messiah arrived, and his kingdom is not of this world. It's not going to be a Jewish state in Israel. As a matter of fact, it's not on earth at all. It's a church. It's a heavenly kingdom. It's in heaven. And the Messiah arrived. The king already arrived. The king of the Jews, the king of Israel, he was here 2,000 years ago. We're not waiting for him to come back when these people rebuild the third temple by killing millions of people or thousands of people. So it is actually our religious liberty to be able to say this. No, I'm not a Zionist. No, I don't support Israel. And no, I don't support the Talmud. I think that's heretical. And no, I don't support rabbinical Judaism. I don't support any of that. And for saying this, you're kicked off of the Religious Liberty Commission. It's a commission for religious liberty. If we as Catholics express our religion, you're kicked off that body. And so what rights do we have? Think about it this way. Jews go to college, and they're overrepresented by 2,000% in the highly selective schools. Jews go to college, and you have, at the same time, protests occurring about what is happening in Israel. And for the Jews, this is a civil rights violation. They literally have taken it to the Department of Justice and say that if Palestinians or pro-Palestine groups are hosting protests, the Jews say that's a civil rights violation. That's discrimination. That's anti-Semitism. If you support Palestine, our civil rights are being violated. And that is the basis of the hearing. So Jews cannot be critiqued. Israel cannot be protested. Nobody can talk about this religion. Nobody can oppose the religion. Nobody can oppose the country. Those are their rights as Jews. As Christians, we can't even disagree. We can't even speak our mind about these things, or else we get removed. Is that a civil rights violation for us? Is it a civil rights violation when we have to hear about Judeo-Christianity, Holocaustianity? We have to hear about all that. Is that a violation of our civil rights? And you see, this is a Catholic woman who I imagine is a Trump supporter. She gets thrown off the commission. Where is Trump defending her? Hey, where's J.D. Vance defending her? Where is the recent Catholic convert J.D. Vance on this one? Is he going to put her back on the board? Because he just converted. This is his religion too. Is he going to speak out in favor of her? What about Trump? And you realize that not only is the whole country under the spell of this false religion, but in particular, it is the Republican Party, as we all know, and it's this administration. Ironically, if you're a critic of Israel, you would probably have a better shot at staying on that board under a Democrat administration than you would a Republican. And don't get me wrong, you know me, I'm not a Democrat, and obviously the Democrats have their problems. They support Israel too, and they support abortion, and they support a lot of wicked things in their own right. But what does it say? I'm making a point here. What does it tell you about the Republican Party that if you have two religious liberty commissions, you would actually last longer on the Democrat one criticizing Israel than you do on the Republican one? If you were a Catholic under the AOC presidency and Ryan Grimm is in the cabinet with Hassan Piker, you probably have more latitude to have the Catholic position on Israel than you do in a Republican one. Because the difference is in the Republican administration, you have the Zionists all over the White House. They are all over the admin. And I think to a much greater extent that you do the other way around. So I saw this. It's pretty outrageous. But I also said the other night, I don't think anybody should really be surprised. This is just what you're in for. And that's actually why the Trump government was empowered. Everywhere you look, this is what you see. I mean, literally think of the biggest issues of our time right now. War in Iran. Who is it for? Israel. acquisition of Warner Brothers by Paramount. Who is it for? Israel. Acquisition of TikTok by Larry Ellison. Who is it for? Israel. All these different departments and agencies. The education department, they're shaking down Harvard, Columbia, UPenn. Who is it for? Israel. It's over these Palestinian protests. Even the Religious Liberty Commission, is this for Christians? No, it's to give a hearing for Shabbos Kestenbaum to complain about anti-Semitism at Harvard. Department of Homeland Security has banned my friends from coming into America. Their tourist visas have been suspended because they have criticized Israel on social media. Think about it. We do not have mass deportations of illegal aliens, but if you try to apply for a visa from Europe, having criticized Israel, they'll shut it down. They won't let you in America. State Department reviews 50,000 visas analyzing social media accounts to see if you have ever tweeted something anti-Semitic. That's literally our immigration policy. If you're an illegal immigrant working on a farm, you can stay. If you're a European, but you criticized Israel on Twitter, you are banned from coming into America. Who is it really all for? It was never for us. And I'll tell you this, it was never for Catholics either. Think about how Trump treated Catholics in 24 versus how he treated Jews. In 2024, when Trump downplayed the issue of abortion, Catholics revolted. And you should have seen what the Republicans said about the Catholics. They said, you know, shut the fuck up. You're not serious. If you're going to not vote for Trump over this, then we don't want you. You don't have what it takes to win, blah, blah. I mean, think about it. The administration, the campaign, totally offended and alienated Catholics. And when Catholics got mad, they basically said, well, deal with it. What are you going to do? Go with the other side? Would they ever do that to Jews? Would they ever do that to the pro-Israel crowd? Obviously not. It's the opposite. It's the actual opposite. So if you're losing people like this, she gets fired from the Religious Liberty Board. What even is the Trump administration for at this point? It's not pro-free speech. It's not pro-religious liberty. It's not anti-war. It's not reindustrializing the economy. It's not nativist. It's not restrictionist. Like, what is it even for? What was the purpose of this government, actually? When you take a look around, what was the purpose of it? When you look at social media and legacy media, is it more pro-Israel and censored or less? It's certainly more than it was in 24. When you look at education, was there more freedom of speech on campus before or less? Certainly there's less now after Trump went to Harvard and Columbia and UPenn and took all their money away. Everywhere you look, the administration has failed to do the things that it promised that it would do for its voters, failed to uphold the values, actually, that conservative voters have, that right-wing populist voters have, and the things that have actually tangibly been done, the real victories, it's for these people. Larry Ellison controlling TikTok is a victory for them. Harvard having to agree to these terms from the Department of Education, that's a victory for them. Going to war with Iran, that's a victory for them. 50,000 anti-Semites banned from the visa program, that's a victory for them. What about everybody else? It's totally insane. And that's why I say, look, I shouldn't even say it. I was going to use a slur here, but I'm talking about this woman. I don't want her to get in trouble for my defense of her. But I see people on Twitter defending this administration, and I just think, how raped can you possibly be? How mind raped can you be to defend an administration that does nothing for you, but everything for everybody else? You're out there plan trusting. You're out there doing apologia. You're an apologist for this administration. You defend everything to the hilt. People criticize Trump. You tell them, you're just not serious. You just don't get it. It's five-dimensional chess. I'm a plan truster. Think about this. And what does Trump do for you? What does he do for everybody else? Excuse me. What about our civil rights as Catholics? Do we have any? our civil rights as Christians, or do we just get a J.D. Vance speech at the March for Life? Thanks, but no thanks, pal. And that's really what it is. For all of us, we get the tokens. We get the gestures. We get these performative gestures. I'm sick of it. That's really what it is. Don't you understand? It's sort of like black people in the Democrat Party. Conservatives, white people, Christians, we just get like ribbons, bro. We get nothing. We are on the GOP plantation. They ask for our vote. They do nothing for us. We are on the GOP plantation as white slaves. And the GOP comes around. They do these grand performative gestures. And you know what? I'm going to say it. America's a Christian nation. And we go, oh my gosh, he just said it. We are winning. And then they get in and they pull shit like this. Then they do nothing. They enshrine gay marriage into law. A Republican Senate did that. Think about this. In 2022 or 2023, was it? When the government enshrined gay marriage into law to protect it after Roe was overturned, Republicans voted to do this. Like, so if you think about it from the perspective of like a social conservative, of like a, and like that's your most important issue. Yeah, oh, well, we're going to go to March for Life and give a speech, and then you go and do something like that. And you go and give a speech and say, you know what, we're going to deport all the illegal aliens. Then you don't. So we get the speech, we get the pat on the head, we get a little sticker, we get a little patch for our coat, and every interest group gets what they actually are asking for. And, you know, I'm just the person that's saying we should demand something tangible here. And you just really need, it really needs to sink in that we are not in charge here, okay? You are not in charge. We are right-wing populists. We are the people. We are the American people. And our representatives should be working for us. They should be delivering for us. I'm not saying you can't deliver for some of the interests. You need money to run for office, but you need to look out for us too. The country has elites and the country has the people. Yes, I understand there are some things that need to happen for the maintenance of society, but the people have been getting screwed for a long time. And the message of the show is, look, you're not in charge. Who is actually in charge? Who's actually has the important positions? It's Jews, atheists, liberals. It's these types of people. And that's why they get all the advantages. That's why they get all the privileges and the benefits, and we get screwed. So you want the country to resemble your vision? You need people with your values actually in the positions of power, using power. This is embarrassing. It's like a Catholic who isn't on board with Israel is on some commission. It's like a, they're going to make recommendations. You can't even have that position if you're not a slave to Israel. If you are not completely obsequious to the state of Israel, you can't even have a seat on this commission. Forget about you're a secretary, a cabinet level post. Forget about you're the president, vice president. You can't even have a position on some recommendation making body that isn't even getting attention unless you are absolutely in the pocket. What does that say about who runs our country and who doesn't? So that's why the message of the show is that Jews have too much power. The message is not, I disagree with the actions of the Israeli government. No, no. Jews have too much power. Does that make me an anti-Semite? I don't give a fuck. Tucker Carlson called me an anti-Semite again. Did you see this? Tucker was interviewed by Doug Wilson, who is getting money from somewhere, who funded his big compound he just got recently. And why all of a sudden is he glazing Israel all the time? What happened to him? But he's one of these theonomy Christian nationalists. He's in bed with Yoram Hazony. He's in bed with the Israelis. He's a scumbag. He's interviewing Tucker Carlson. And Tucker calls me an anti-Semite. He says, I disagree with Nick Fuentes because he beats up on girls and he's an anti-Semite. And the difference between me and Tucker Carlson is that Tucker says that the problem is the Israeli government is doing things we don't like. My problem is Jews have too much power over a Christian nation. America's a Christian nation. It was founded by Christians, built by Christians, settled by Christians, and it was born from Christian civilization. Everything that we love about America was born from Christianity. Everything. You don't have America. You don't have Europe. You don't have Western civilization without Christianity. It would be unrecognizable without it. This is a Christian nation, but clearly it doesn't feel like one anymore. Because you can blaspheme Christ all day long. There's no prayer in schools. There's no societal standards, no Christian values. What you do have, though, is something resembling a Jewish cult at the center of everything that cannot be critiqued or acknowledged. It is sacrilegious to criticize Jews. It is sacrilegious to question the Holocaust. You do have recognition of the Jewish holidays in the schools. Everything is catered towards them. And that is because they have too much power. That is because they have power in finance, media, Hollywood, politics. And they use that power to cancel anybody that criticizes them and talks about them. And I have a problem with that. No, this is not okay, actually. Hey, Tucker, this is not okay. It's not okay that the ADL is able to overrule free speech. And what kind of group are they? It's not okay that Bill Ackman can go to his friend Larry Fink at BlackRock and say, we're going to blacklist anybody that protested Israel in college. It's not okay that Harvard was deprived of all their money so that they could fire their president and replace her with a Jewish doctor. None of that is okay. It's not okay that Larry Ellison is in control of TikTok with its new Jewish CEO. No, they have too much influence and they have abused it. We got rid of all the quotas. We got rid of all the discrimination. Everything was equal rights and actually affirmative action. We opened the way for Jews to ascend and become the new elite, and they have abused their power. The Jews have ruthlessly and cynically wrested power away from guilty WASPs, from guilty white people. They have hoarded the influence and the wealth, and now they are abusing it. They're abusing it for their own purposes to the detriment of everybody else, and it needs to fucking stop. And the only reason that it goes on is because people are afraid. There's more of us than there are of them. And if we stood up, their game would be over. So what do? They isolate people. They isolate anybody that criticizes them, and they make an example out of them, and they create a chilling effect. They make it so that you can't buy and sell. You can't have access to a platform. You can't come into the party. You're banned from the organization. You're banned from the industry. You can't be friends with people, seen with people. That's what they did to me. That's what they do to everybody. If you make it clear that you are not on board with this diabolical regime. And that's the problem. So Tucker says that's anti-Semitic. I don't care what you call it. It's the truth. Is the truth anti-Semitic? I do not support Zionism. I do not support our Jewish overlords. I am a Catholic. I do not think that Jewish people that deny Christ or that are just hedonists, I don't think they should have power over us. I think Christians should have power in the country. Not Jews, Christians. You have your country. That excuse is stale. They say, well, you know, but what about us? We're this tiny minority. Yeah, well, if you ever get too uncomfortable, there's the exit sign. You got a country that's Jewish. This is a Christian country. And in this Christian country, people have rights and they have dignity and they have freedom to practice their religion. So it's actually a pretty good deal, but you've been abusing your power for far too long. Don't tell me it's about the organized neocons. The organized neocons canceled Pat Buchanan, he says. It ain't the neocons. They called him an anti-Semite, not an anti-neocon. That's what it is. That's what's going on. And everybody knows that.